Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for checking us out today. Thanks for coming into the show. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, your live and local FM Talk. Lots of things to talk about, including that principal in Carson City. And the impeachment, of course. 884-9910, whatever you'd like to talk about, of course. Development, school system, the economy. I'd like to hear from a few more people on the economy. How are you doing? Because, I don't know, I'm getting mixed messages. I'm doing okay. You know, it could be better. But I'm hearing from people at our level, you know, not the government, that things are tight. It's not as great as we think. Or we've got some naysayers out there saying, nope. Big old fat bubble that we are in right now. Stock market looking so great. Housing. And it's just going to burst here soon. When? Nobody knows. So what are you thinking? 884-9910. You can also shoot me an email at monica@991fmtalk.com. Loved hearing that story just a few moments ago about the FBI and catching those creeps. Because the rally in Virginia was beautiful. More and more pictures coming out. People couldn't even get close to the Capitol because there were so many people packed into the area. Again, thank you to Steve Huff from AccuracyX.com for bringing us updates from the event itself. It just shows what Americans can do when they're finally tired of a BS government just taking the money and saying, okay, we'll go with what you think. Bloomberg running for president. Not even doing any of the work. Not going, doing town halls, not shaking hands, kissing babies. Nope. Why would he do something like that? He just wants to buy it. When you have a president right now who is not only Mr. Personality, but I tell you, when I put my arm around him and I had my picture taken with him, that was the most genuine feeling that I got from somebody, from a so-called celebrity. Trust me, I've met a lot of celebrities in my time. A lot of people who think they're better than you and me. And that was just the most genuine smile in the picture, the most genuine. You know, he was happy that I actually put my arm around him and they're just trying to destroy the man. This is how you can tell you've had too much impeachment. I actually had an impeachment dream last night. Or this morning. I don't know. I woke up after it, so it was probably closer to this morning. But I was with this big group of people. But then I was also in a small group of people. I was sitting around this table with the president, with Maxine Waters, with Chuck Schumer, Adam Schiff, and Mitch McConnell, and me. And we were sitting there and discussing the whole process, just us. And Trump looked over at Maxine Waters and said, would you shut the F up? And I just started laughing. I think the laughing is what actually woke me up, but I was probably laughing out loud in reality too, but I was laughing so hard. And then I got up from this meeting and I went out into this group of people and I was like, "You're not going to believe what he said to Maxine Waters." And I was telling everybody what he said and everybody was cheering and, you know, and it just, I don't know, it was just so real. And it was also, I felt like, something that he would do. So that's how I woke up this morning after watching the impeachment or the trial preparations, all these stupid amendments that they're coming up with. And just, again, it's not the House, it's the Senate, but they're still trying to make it a shift show. You know, if you had this all in place, just like you heard in the last hour from Armstrong and Getty, if you had this all in place, you would have done it in the House. The timetable would not have mattered. You would have gotten the subpoenas. You would have gotten, you know, whoever you wanted. You would have gone through the court process. The courts were ready. They were ready to expedite anything that came through to get this done. So I doubt seriously if we would have been sitting for months and months and months and months on this. But that's just my opinion. I think they just used it as an excuse to, in the Senate, say, "Well, why are you hiding witnesses? You're doing a cover-up." You have to remember, these are not stupid people. They have this planned out. They know what they're doing. They have their road and process that they're following to make the system look as bad as possible, to make Republicans look as bad as possible. To make the president look as bad as possible. But to me, the only people that are looking like the monkeys in the circus are the Democrats. They should have had their act together and had everything done in the House. That's what their job was. The Senate, their job to have the trial. And now they're making a mockery out of all of it. It's just ridiculous. And once again, with all of this, your money, because remember, those lawyers, they're being paid. And they're not getting anything done. Yeah, a few things have been signed. But just imagine how much more could have been done had they actually been just talking to each other and doing their jobs. It just shows you not only how disingenuous they are, but how far out of touch with the American people they truly are. Washington, D.C. is its own little world. Own little world. But thanks for hanging out today. I hope you're not having any dreams about impeachment, but if you are, I hope they're funny ones like mine that wake you up with a laugh and a smile on your face, because I really did appreciate that. It's not often that you have a dream and then you remember it afterwards, that you can talk about it. You know, I had this dream. It's like you have that dream you want to remember, and then it just, as soon as you wake up, it just starts fading away and it just disappears. And it's like, I remember it was something I wanted to talk about. But when you have a dream that makes you laugh and smile and you want to share it, it's like, woo, I remembered it. Oh. And again, one of those dreams that you wish would become a reality. I know not everybody's up for cussing and all that, but yeah, I would love to have the president say that to Maxine Waters and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and just lay it out for them. Look at the difference between the media coverage of the Democrats running their show right now with the those awful, awful debates. And just watch one of Trump's rallies. And you can see for yourself that his support is not waning. Yet the Democrats continue to whine, and nobody shows up to their parties. And when they drop out, they just blame others. You listen to Cory Booker and Kamala Harris, and they talk about racism and sexism and what they don't point out is that's their party that they weren't getting support from. They weren't talking to Republicans. It was their party, the people that they are supposed to represent, who weren't donating to them, who weren't coming out to their town halls. So what does that say about their party? They want you to believe that when they're talking about racism and sexism, that it's the entire country. It's not. It's their party. Just a thought. So glad you're with me today. 884-9910, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. And of course, you should always head on over and check out our podcasts at 991fmtalk.com. That's our website. And while you're there, answer today's poll question. Has the impeachment of Donald Trump weakened the country? Yes. Or, no, we're stronger than ever. Or, no, only the Democrat Party. And a little extra there. I'm tired of the impeachment coverage. Move on already. Cast your vote at 991fmtalk.com. As people did yesterday, should a person be allowed to wear unearned Medal of Valor? There's someone out there, or a couple people out there, that actually believe yes. 4% of those voting said yes. 96% said no, absolutely not. Thank you for being of the right mind, whoever voted for those. We'll be back with more. All kinds of good stuff to be talking about today coming up here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT.
FM Talk. You know what? I've decided not to get into someone else's personal business. So if you want to find out more about a Carson High School vice principal that was arrested for suspicion of DUI, go on to carsonnow.org. Because it's a DUI, suspicion of it. Wasn't on school time, wasn't going to school that way, wasn't coming back from school that way. I just, you know what? We all have issues. We all make mistakes. So, no judgment here. Sorry that it happened, but no judgment here. I hope if there is an issue and they need help, then let's get them the help they need. And just focus on getting kids a great education, not what somebody did in their private time. Learn from it and don't let it ever happen again. Because not only are you putting yourself at risk, but you're putting those around you at risk. And if we have, since we have seen, since January 1st of 2020, this fresh start, new year, so many hit and runs, so many pedestrians hit, so many bicyclists hit. We need to pay more attention. We need to not be seeing the DUIs. It's only January 22nd. And I feel like we've already gone through a year of them. So let's focus on safety. I hate to dwell on the homeless subject, but I really hope you understand that it is not about helping the people that are out on the streets. Everybody that gets involved in these homeless counts, everybody has their drives, you know, let's put stuff together for them, warm clothing, toiletries. What happens to that stuff? It becomes trash that we once again have to pick up. Why do I say this? Because if it was really about help, if it was really about the people, then why is it only done once a year? And why is it done in the middle of winter? That's confusing. Because a lot of people move off of the streets and start couch surfing at this time of year. So are you even getting an accurate count? I mean, if I wanted to make an accurate count of who was living out on the streets, I think I would do it when the weather is nice. You know, late spring. More people just pitching their tent wherever they want. By the way, Whitaker Park cleanup coming up very shortly. Why? Well, because residents and those who care have to. Because until this count is done, now I'm not saying anything for Douglas or Carson or Lyon or any of those areas, but we know for a fact that there was a secret meeting in Reno held by the illustrious mayor of Reno to make sure everybody was all on the same page. And to make sure that not one homeless person was moved out of where they are staying, where they feel comfortable, moving back into Pickett Park, moving back into every place that's been cleaned until the homeless count was over. Your tax dollars at work. How do you like that? So wherever you're at, if you're complaining, if you're putting calls into Reno Direct 311, guess what? Till the count is done, yeah, you will be ignored. And don't just go asking law enforcement about it. Don't just go asking city council members about it. No, they aren't allowed to talk about it now. They want it all going through the city. One voice, united. Makes you think, doesn't it? Glad this is an election year. Let's get an update from Fox News on the Monica Jay Show here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Don't just get it going. Keep it going, too. Happy Wednesday. It is hump day here at 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, the Monica Jay Show. And just as a quick little side note, we will be getting an update on the impeachment trial. We'll get the latest from John Decker, who's going to be joining us at about 11:05 today from Fox News. So just so you know, keep a head up. See how it's going. Up to the minute information. And speaking of things that are going on today, if you would like to get out, have lunch with some like-minded people, share your thoughts, listen to some good people speaking, 11:30 today is the Conservative Talk Lunch. Happens twice a month. It's at 11:30. There's a buffet lunch at King Buffet. You don't have to eat to go. You can just go and listen. It happens from 12 to 1:30 today, King Buffet on Kitsky Lane. So easy out, easy in, easy out. Get you there for a little bit. Get you back to work. You don't have to stay the whole time. But it's nice. And if you do have the buffet lunch, got a nice little price there. $14.50 includes the buffet, the beverage, tax, and gratuity. So how about that? Now, the thing that I love about the Conservative Talk Lunch, go, listen, be a part of it. Don't worry about taking notes. Just go and be in the moment. Because Carol Feinberg, who puts this all together, there's actually a secretary basically taking notes on everything for you. And you get hooked up on the email and they send you out a synopsis of what went on, which is so nice. There are so many things that we do, whether it be hanging out with the kids, videoing them, taking pictures, going to different meetings. We can't just be in the moment. You're taking notes. You're trying to get what everybody is saying. Be in the moment. We only get so many. And then it's over. I know there are a lot of things to deal with. You're worried about your community. You're worried about the schools. You're worried about those who are representing you. And you should be. Sorry, I'm not going to let you off the hook on that. You should be. But take time to enjoy everything around you as well. Because in an instant, it can all be gone. So go to the meeting today, the conservative talk lunch, 12 to 1:30 or 11:30 if you want to get that buffet lunch, King Buffet, Kitsky Lane. Get signed up on the email and then put it on your calendar. Different people go to these events and speak. Speaking of people speaking at events, Nevada Patriots meeting tomorrow night. I'll be speaking. We're going to be down here at the library, the South Reno Library. Me and a few other guests. Get a hold of Bruce. Bruce can call in and give you that update on who's going to be speaking, but I will be there. It's the makeup for me. I had to cancel the event I was originally planned to speak at. Shaking too many hands, hugging too many people. I got a little sick, so I was not able to attend that one earlier in the year, so I promised Bruce I would make it up. So I'm doing the one tomorrow night. Love to see you there. Love to have you there. And of course, whatever you are dealing with, share it. Get it off your chest. Let people know what you are dealing with the city, with the county, not just Reno, but Sparks as well. We're not going to let Sparks off the hook. Dayton, Carson, Minden, Gardnerville. Let us know if you're going to run for office, things that you want to talk about. It's important because sometimes you feel like you're the only one going through something. And let me tell you, you're not. You are not. There are lots of people out there fighting the city or the county for what they believe they've been wronged. And when more people start understanding that there are more people out there that they've done this to, you start joining those voices together. And then you realize, oh, they've done this before. And then you have allies. Let's go to the phone lines because I knew when he heard his voice, he was going to call in. And I appreciate that so much. Bruce is joining us. Bruce Parks, thank you so much. And tell us about the meeting tomorrow night.
Oh, Monica, I am so excited. This will be the very first meeting we've ever had in South Reno. We have a great lineup of guest speakers, yourself included. I'm so looking forward to it. We have Andy Gebhardt from Tumwa, who is going to be talking about issues along our river. And we also have Linda Thompson from the Fight for Nevada organization is going to explain why we need to replace our governor. It's going to be an awesome evening.
But, you know, I have to tell you, I've had the pleasure of speaking with Andy Gebhardt before, and I tell you, as far as what's happening with the city and the river, and he has been one of the lone voices, one of the only voices that has been speaking up and saying, hey, we need to take care of this. I mean, this is our drinking water, and it's not just the drinking water because, you know, Tumwa, the purification, we've got great water coming out of those taps.
Oh, but yes,
the concern
definitely.
Is the water going downstream. You know, there's more than just the drinking water. There's the water that the wildlife takes in. You know,
exactly.
Not just the fish, but the birds and anything that's going up to the river. Imagine if, you know, your dog is playing in the river and comes out with, these bacteria.
Yeah, if you let your dog swim in that river, you better give him a bath in Purell when he comes out.
Well, and don't let the kids start playing with him and hugging on that fur and everything before it's clean. So this is how it passes along. You see what I mean? So go ahead.
This is what you were talking about previously about the lone voice. Monica, that's one of the reasons why I do what I do. A typical tactic of the left is to isolate you, or at least make you feel like you're isolated. You're just one person. You're all by yourself. What can you do? No, you come to the meeting. You will see you are not alone. There are a lot of people that think like you do, and you're going to get some information that you can use.
Well, and I think one of the great things, too, is we are people that have different resources. You know, somebody might be better at the legal side. Somebody might be better at getting information out to the public. Somebody may be better at, you know, being more involved in the schools. We all have our talents, and we all have our connections. And
well, exactly, Monica. Because if you think that you're all by your little lonesome out there, no, you bring a lot to the table. Let's find out where your talents lie and see if there's some other people that would like to exploit those talents, so to speak.
Well, yeah, even
and make
to help
this community better.
Exactly. Exactly. Even if it's just getting the word out, because you know what? People always have the consideration of, you know, networking as a business thing. And it's really not. Networking is about who you surround yourself with. It's your network of people that you can rely on, people that help you spread information, people that you can trust as well. And when you grow your network, you grow yourself. You grow in the community.
Oh,
and that's
exactly,
where,
exactly.
You know, you think that people have their cliques. We saw this in high school and stuff. Well, let me tell you, those cliques are at the city. Those cliques are at the county. Those cliques are in government. They're everywhere. This
yes,
is not something. This is not something, Bruce,
not
we left in high school.
Yeah. If you're not part of the network, you're not going to get anything through the Reno City Council. I promise you that.
And you know what? I would not take a bet on that with you because I know I would lose. So,
whatever else it's worth, Monica, I took a page out of Carol Feinberg's conservative talk lunch, and we, at the conclusion of our meeting, within a day or two of that meeting, you will also get a summary of what transpired with additional points of contact and links and that sort of stuff.
You're
she
the best.
Does such a great job.
Yeah, that is the most important thing is the follow-up.
Yep.
You know, you hardly see people following up after something.
Well, there are people that want to attend that are not going to be able to, and this gives them an opportunity to see, oh, hey, I wanted to hear that guy talk, dang it, I couldn't be there. Oh, hey, but here's what he talked about. Oh, and here's a link to his webpage. Awesome. That sort of stuff. I'd also like to let you know that we are soon going to have our very own website.
Yay! I knew you could do it.
Well, what you were saying about information, we had explored this possibility before, but apparently the person that I was talking with was only interested in networking his business. He wanted access to our email list, and I'm just not going to do that.
Good for you.
Yeah, somebody shares their email with me, I treat that as confidential information. It won't be sold, given away, or disseminated in any way.
That's fantastic. Well, where can people find the information right now for tomorrow night? Is it still on Facebook?
Yes, it's on the Facebook group page, but you can also send me an email at onenevadapatriot@gmail.com, and I'll shoot it right to you.
Is one spelled out, and is Nevada spelled out?
No, it's just the numeral one. Yes, the numeral one, Nevada Patriot, all small case, @gmail.com.
Okay. onenevadapatriot@gmail.com. Send the email. You can get all the details about tomorrow night for people that just want to know quickly where and when are we meeting.
It will be at the South Valleys Library on Wedge Parkway. And it's kind of hard to miss that library. The Big Yellow Library is referred to as in that area.
Yes, the Big Yellow Library.
And the meeting will start at 6 p.m. And we'll go as long as people have questions.
Okay, so there's no kick-out time.
I do not want anybody leaving there with a question on their mind.
Perfect.
The whole purpose of the group is to get you information. And if you walk out of there with a question that was unanswered, I have failed in my mission.
Well, and I'm really glad that Andy Gephardt is going to be there, because he speaks the truth to the Reno City Council and to Washoe County when he's talking about Temwa and the water situation. And let me tell you, the news doesn't really cover what he talks about on his reports. And unless you're at the
agenda.
City Council, unless you're at the City Council meeting or you're watching it, you're not going to hear it. So
Nope. This
is the time to come and listen to him personally. And of course,
and we really need to support Andy too.
Yes. Yes. I would totally support Andy if he wants to run for office. That's what we're still looking for, is good people to run for office. So, hey, Bruce, thank you for getting that call in as soon as I asked, and kind of, I knew you would as soon as I threw the name out and the topic. So I appreciate it, and I will see you tomorrow.
I didn't think
tomorrow.
It was a request, Monica.
No, I always come with love and request. No mandatory. But I will see you tomorrow night, and we're going to have some great discussions.
Awesome.
Thanks for the call, Bruce. Yes, it is awesome. So stick around. We're going to take a quick break, but we will be back on the Monica Jay Show here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live, local FM Talk, KKFT, for Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
And you know, you can share anything that you want to share. Always up for any topic. It is the Monica Jay Show, 884-9910. If you'd like to call in today, we have a special guest with us just after the 11 o'clock hour. We are going to get a full update from John Decker of Fox News Radio, and he's going to give us the latest on the Senate impeachment trial. So you don't necessarily have to follow it word for word. We're going to get you. We're going to get you the update. Also, make sure you log on to our poll question today. Has the impeachment of Donald Trump weakened the country? Yes. No, we're stronger than ever. No, only the Democrat Party. Or, I'm tired of impeachment coverage. Move on already. Cast your vote at 991fmtalk.com. Should a person be allowed to wear unearned medals of valor? 96% of those participating in the poll said no, absolutely not. 4% said yes. I really find that hard to believe that people said yes. I don't want to be seeing somebody out there wearing a Purple Heart. and think that this person was injured in his duties, in what he signed up for. And then come to find out he was never even in the military. What are you wearing that for? What, because you just want strangers coming up to you and saying thank you for your service? Well, unfortunately, there are those people out there. So log on. While you're there, check out a podcast or two. Check out some websites that I've recommended. Also in the next hour, besides getting an impeachment update, we're going to talk a little bit more about usaspending.gov. I love, love, love this website. It's right up there with the Patriot Post. My two favorite, I would say. Well, that and QOL-Reno.org. Love that one, too. It's the Monica J. Show, and when you have something that you want to talk about that maybe not necessarily call in, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. That's my email, just like Terry just sent me a quick email about possibly running for office. I love hearing that.